What's going on, real ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
You are now tuned in to the RAP. If you're a real motherfucker, that's the place to be. You know, you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Luis J. Gomez for Prez, because he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard, you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday, too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Luis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattlesnake is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Holy shit, it's the Real Ass Podcast. We're not fucking around today. White power, what's up? Columbus Day, bitch. The original real ass dude. OG real ass dude, Christopher Columbus. He didn't fucking ask for permission. Right, Shannon?
Right.
He just fucking took. He took what was his, and then he didn't even ask for forgiveness. He didn't ask for permission or forgiveness. That's what a real ass dude does. The saying is, oh, it's better to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. I do neither. I take my beats from the original real ass dude, Christopher Columbus. Real ass dude of the week, guys.
He's a real ass dude.
Christopher Columbus. A lot of people hate on the guy. We're going to get into it today. We got a great show planned. Dean's looking at me like, what the fuck did I get myself into already? Already. Zach Amico, international superstar.
Hello.
What up, son?
Very hungover.
What happened, dude?
Just very hungover.
What'd you drink?
Just beer all night.
Beer all night. How do you hungover on beer, dude? You got to drink like fucking 18 cases of beer to get hungover on beer.
40s all night. I'm in a bad place.
Oh, shit. Hanging out with Black Tricks on a stoop?
You know, watching wrestling with other white trash.
Ah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
What type of 40s?
Old English.
You really are. I can call you the N-word now.
Whatever stopped you?
Nothing, really. Zach, very happy to have you on the show. I would say, even though you're hungover, I still expect the highest quality of snipes out of you.
You'll get it. Don't worry.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Also, in studio, back in full effect. Haven't had him in a while. Was the only time you were on the show when me and Zach roast battled each other, Mike?
No.
I've been on since then. Yeah. Mike Vecchione's back,
yes,
guys.
Thank you. Very special Columbus Day edition.
Shannon?
I should be guarding the statue right now. Why is Shannon here? She should be guarding. We should all be guarding the statues.
Are there Christopher Columbus statues in the city?
Yeah, we live by one. Half
Where?
A block. You've been to my place. Half a block away, there's a Columbus statue.
In Astoria.
Yes.
Do people fuck with it?
Yes.
No. What do they do to it?
I have pictures, man. They wrote, take it down, genocide. They wrote all over it. They had to close the statue.
Come on, dude.
Well, they had to refurbish the statue.
I've done this, you know, and I hate to sound like a broken record before, but the Indians were savages. Okay, they weren't going to do anything for people are like, oh, let the Indians figure it all out. If we would have let the Indians keep this land, I'm telling you right now, no doubt about it, we would not be doing this podcast here today. There's no doubt about it. If you're listening to this show, if you're enjoying some time with your family, some fucking eggs or frittatas right now, it would not fucking happen if we let those savages keep their land. We wouldn't be here at all.
Yeah, you talk about the butterfly effect, right?
Yeah.
Almost guaranteed podcasting wouldn't even exist.
But they did say that they said that Columbus was even brutal for his time.
Was he?
He was even
he was the governor
of the land.
Are you guys ready to rock?
It was Hispaniola, where Haiti and Dominican Republic. So he was the governor. He was so brutal, the Queen of Spain removed him. That's how brutal for the time. He was crazy.
So that was like, because for the time, I mean, you would just behead a bitch if she cheated on you. You would fucking.
I don't know why we have to go there.
Life expectancy was like 32 years old.
Yeah.
You know, you're dropping leeches down people's pants in order to get rid of herpes.
It was already a brutal time, and they said he was rough. He was already brutal. So
it was like living in the Bronx in the 90s. It's a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare. Also in studio, first time on the Real Ass Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Dean Del Rey joins the show.
Yeah, Dean.
What's up, guys? Dean? How are you, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm just thinking about that Columbus brought that gonorrhea over here, right?
Did he?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Well, the white man brought, like, tons of disease.
Yeah, he's slinging that dick, though. That's what it is. Look, dude, we're not children, okay? Yeah. First of all, also, there were no condoms back then.
Nope.
So you can't...
You just rolled with shit for
But you
life.
Had to have, like, 13 kids because 10 of them would die.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, I hate to start on a negative note.
That's not negative. That's fine. That's
whooping
reality,
cough,
baby.
Measles...
Well, I mean, Lewis started with genocide, so then I think we dial it back from there.
Yeah, just child death now, and then slowly but surely we're going to end the show with the common flu. we're going to talk about a guy that had a cold, and that was that. Christopher Columbus, it is Columbus Day. A lot of people are against this holiday. They want us to stop celebrating Christopher Columbus Day, and it's like, you know, look, guys, we can't change history.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
You learn from it.
We're all a, you know.
It's both. Is he a hero or a villain? He's both.
Like
we
Batman.
Wouldn't be here right now without him, but he was a genocidal. He was genocidal.
The people that invented inside won. Right?
Yeah, exactly. That's okay.
But I don't think it's going to help taking down a statue. It's like you want to do something. Go help somebody. Go fucking help somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Or put up more statues, you know? Why not?
Yeah.
Put up statues of people that you enjoy.
Yeah.
That's what I, you know, why is it?
Put up your own heroes.
Why do we got to be negative, you know? Like, Shannon, who's your biggest hero?
Dr. Jen?
The Las Vegas shooter, Shannon.
Come on.
Jesus.
Shannon, who's your biggest hero?
I mean, I'd love
Babs Bunny?
I'd love to see a statue of The Rock.
The Rock.
Everyone loves The Rock.
Shannon would just fucking hump it.
Shannon.
Oh, my God.
I bet you there is a statue of The Rock somewhere. Look that up, Shannon. I bet you there's a huge monument to The Rock in his hometown. If there's not a huge monument to The Rock in his hometown, some fucking... Where is he from? Somewhere in Hawaii or something, right?
Where is he from?
Hawaii. Shut up, Zach. It's Hawaii. Miami, you sure?
Dad's black.
Oh, he's from Miami. He played for University of Miami, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he from Miami?
Yeah.
Let's see.
He might be Hawaiian.
Just Shannon, you should know this.
I should. I think it is Florida. But he has his wax sculptures. That's it.
That's not a statue. That's the wax sculpture. That's the statue's gay cousin.
Oh, my God.
The Madame Tussauds. Look at his dick,
though. Look
at
his package.
Wow. Yeah, they really...
That would be the statue right there if it was like, you know, those old school marble ones. He always had the small little package.
That's so baller.
Yeah.
That's the show he's on. Guys...
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now.
I like him in that leather bar right there. Go back to that one. He's in the leather bar. Look.
There you go. I almost feel like every dude in society is comfortable enough just saying that we kind of worship The Rock.
I don't like The Rock.
You don't like him?
What? Dean, what is your problem?
I don't like wrestling at all.
It's not about wrestling, dude. Nobody likes wrestling. What type of loser likes wrestling?
He loves wrestling right there.
I love wrestling.
What type of faggot watches wrestling as an adult?
Oh, people do. It's insane.
Unbelievable. Now, the storylines are great, first of all.
Storylines!
And, it's
80%
it's
of our fan base just tuned out now. They're like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I thought they loved wrestling.
You know what they should do?
They do love wrestling. Dude, you guys should love wrestling.
They should have had a fucking Christopher Columbus character who just comes in and just, like, slaughters all the Indian characters. Yeah.
Kills Tatanka.
Yeah, Chief J. Strongbow, he fucking just shoots an arrow into the side of his head. He actually kills them.
But, Zach, maybe you can speak to... Oddly, they don't do that.
No,
they don't.
No
they
murder.
Stay away from like no, but they stay away from like racial issues.
Murder. Yeah, they don't, I mean, they don't murder people in the ring anymore, Mike. They did that. Was a few though. Like they did murder the Undertaker. Yokozuna. I mean, the Undertaker actually tried to murder people. That was his angle. He's like, I'm going to murder you and put you in a casket.
Well, his whole thing is death. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go with it.
Yeah.
What this just got right into wrestling, huh?
Yeah. By the way, I'm a huge pro wrestling fan. I'm not anymore.
I can tell.
I was a pro wrestling fan back in the day, and I still hold on to that fucking nostalgic.
Back when they did do race shit.
Yeah,
dude. Your time.
It was awesome, dude. When Goldust was just a giant fucking tranny.
Yeah.
And you could be like, literally, the wrestlers, his finishing move was just touching a wrestler, and they'd be like, ew, and they'd run out of the ring. And that was it. Like, trannies are gross, kids.
I hung out
Saturday morning, right after Garfield. Trannies are disgusting.
I hung out with that Shane McMahon for a day. My buddy was like, hey, my friend's coming to town, and he wants to go ride. He had a motorcycle, so I said, I'll go ride with him. Fucking, I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
So then he goes, oh, my dad owns the fucking WWF or whatever it is.
And you're like, all right, God, I'm sick of your dad. Well, yeah, my dad owns a fucking car dealership.
So then he goes, you want to come? This is about... You know, 10 years
so
ago.
So he sucked your dick.
Yeah, and then we pulled over and he just blew me.
Yeah. You want to come? Let's do it, baby. Right in my throat.
So I went down to the Staples Center to watch it, and I had, like, you know, front row, and I was like, this is horrible.
Oh, you hated it.
It was like two. The guy was like 10 feet away from the other guy, like, ooh, and the guy's like, oh, and people were like, oh. Yeah. I was like.
You couldn't get into the spirit of it, though? You couldn't suspend your disbelief and get into the spirit
of it? You know what?
I
couldn't believe how bad it was. It's just, I think, where I come from, you know what I mean? I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I love real, like, fighting or you know, you know, MMA.
Dean just left a fucking a cowboy bar where he was doing a fucking the knife thing on your hand with some Indians. They're going to go watch some. Wrestling. See how this is.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Yeah, if you're riding motorcycles in life and fucking, you got this look. You got a rock and roll life. You've hung out with a bunch of rocks. So when you're dealing with like. Dudes wearing like fucking makeup and spandex and they're fake fighting. It is silly.
Well, that's kind of metal though. Kiss, you know what I mean? Yeah. Makeup.
If Kiss was wrestlers.
Spandex.
If they were wrestlers.
Yeah, but even so, like today, if somebody came out like Kiss today, it'd be a problem. Like Slipknot, it was a real hard pill to swallow with Slipknot. And it was because of the masks and the 9 members and the silly jumping around and the bodysuits. And I was like, you know what? I can't. Yeah, pull up Slipknot's look if you don't know them.
But that's the whole thing with wrestling. You can't go into it taking it serious.
Right.
You've got to go in suspending your disbelief.
No, but my whole thing about it was, how didn't everybody go to the first one and go, this is terrible, and just leave?
You want to know? Because it started off as real,
right?
Like real wrestling. And it was almost like strongman competitions, I believe, right?
This in England, they would literally have guys go out and the audience would fight. Like,
that's rad.
And they would go in and they would like, but it wasn't really aesthetically pleasing, so they started basically adding flair and kind of fixing it to get the crowds more and more pumped up, and it kind of evolved into what we see today, which is high-flying, crazy. Even like little stuff now, like I think it's really cool if you watch wrestling, go watch like 1993 SummerSlam and then watch something today. It's evolved to the point where like the camera work is involved. So when they do a big slam, the camera shakes now when they hit the mat, and that's like the next evolution of it, because they sell it. The production itself now sells it, and it's because they have these high def cameras now. Right. You can see if somebody's not being hit by something, you're going to see it. So they have to kind of.
Yeah.
It's cool in itself. It's an art form in itself. I'm not actually hating on people that love it. It's a little bit silly.
Yeah. I love the wrestler movie, that dark side of the dudes that still wrestle they're out of that movie.
That's
Mickey
great.
Rourke kills it.
Yeah.
That whole scene, to think about, like, if you're a giant wrestler all your life and then you slowly whittle away and you didn't save any money and now you're out on this van circuit, that shit is dark.
You just don't gotta go that far. You can be a fucking comic, dude. I mean, you don't do the fucking right thing, you could end up one day going, holy shit, dude, I never got a TV show, never got a development deal, never got anything. I'm just on the road slumming it.
Yeah. Cruise ships and
paycheck to paycheck, dude. That's a fucking
You're describing
nightmare.
My career, so I'm going to go.
I would kill myself.
No, but how dark is that movie, man, to think you're out in these...
As dark as seeing... What was who's the guy that went blind? Todd Lynn?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember when they used to bring blind Todd Lynn on stage after the show was over? As
oh, that was
people,
my favorite
like,
time
because
I
filed
hated
out.
Him. At that point, I could be like, "You stink!" Just change my voice a little bit. He was such a dick.
That was dark.
I like Todd, though.
Yeah. What happened?
He did have that side to him, but I did like
him.
He
was just a fucking asshole to me. I don't know. I can't pretend because somebody died and comics like them that they were fucking cool. Like Ralphie May died. I didn't know Ralphie super well. Was Ralphie a dick to people?
No,
some people are.
No way. I didn't know that him. Guy was the nicest
was
dude. Unbelievable.
Yeah, because some people are like shitting on him, and I'm going like, who the fuck was Ralphie shitty to?
No
he was
way.
A pretty cool.
That guy was like when I started, I was like, oh, this is how everybody is super cool, right? Yeah. Oh, you know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, all right. But you know, when I started comedy, Ralphie May, he did this. Like he, there was like this seminar at the store, and he was only supposed to be on stage for like 10 minutes to tell like, you know, his stories of comedy to new people, and he went on for an hour and a half, and I put it in my Twitter feed.
They really shouldn't have catered that event.
But no, but
Ralphie, come off stage now.
It was amazing, though. I learned so much from it.
It's incredible.
All his,
you know, 2 hours a night.
Yeah, yeah.
He headlines for an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Sam
That's
Kinison
crazy.
Fucking found that guy, you know?
That's crazy.
That
and
guy's fucking
he's a guy.
Great.
There's one video. In fact, pull up a video of Ralphie talking about why he defends using the N-word in his act, which, in my opinion, I fucking love the guys that are just fighting the good fight. He just didn't give a fuck, right? So he's talking, I believe, to Kim. Says Ralphie May to Kim, I believe. This must be a morning show. Yeah, pull this up. I thought this was really interesting.
I love Ralphie May.
There we go. It's Ralphie May on some morning show.
Saying the word nigger, how does that, what's been people's reaction to you about that? And what makes you think that that's okay?
What I think it's okay is that my generation wasn't the generation of old. My generation was raised up around black folks. Where I grew up in Arkansas, there was no black or white. We were all broke. And when you learn that it's really not about money, that all this racism stuff is now a hologram in this country, that the forces that put on us, with very few exceptions, are all basically transparent and not real. The animosity is fostered by others. It's not what really happens, you know? I have black people come up to me all the time, hug my neck, and they go, at least somebody is trying to make a fucking difference without getting emotional, all right? I say controversial things, but so they won't have any more impact. What's the sharpest knife in the drawer, beautiful?
Nigger.
No, the sharpest knife in the drawer. Right. That's right. It's the sharpest word. But the sharpest knife in the drawer, you
who
never
holds
use.
The sharpest knife?
All right? The one you use every day is not sharp at all. It's dull. All right? So if we overuse the word and kill the word, be active about it, that's the only way we're going to remedy this. People are still going to be burdened. Black folks can go to the White House. Can be in the White House, run the White House, not have to work, not do anything, okay? They're there right now. And yet, black people are still burdened by this word because everyone is emboldened it and given it too much fucking power. I'm here to strip it away from it, degrade it, make it acceptable to everyone, make it lovely and wonderful, make it so wonderful that it can never hurt anybody's feelings anymore. To be called someone a nigger would be a sign of affection. Okay, it would be as dangerous as calling someone ginger snap or a little cookie.
That's
or,
what I do.
There's my sweetheart. Okay, it's just gonna be the same thing. All right. The
I actually called ginger snaps niggers.
Word,
like here, James, eat your niggers.
It's always gonna be there. That's your own burden as the viewer of this to put it down. Okay, but the words can be killed. They're killed all the time.
All right, that's fine. So yeah, I mean, Ralphie, I only met him a few times. But he, fucking super cool dude. And, you know, one of the guys fighting the good fight, you know, for, like, real deal comedy. Some of those guys, there's been headliners for 25, 30 years. They don't fucking care. You're like, you're not going to touch them with your bullshit SJW fucking blogs and all that shit today. And I watched him get into an argument with a young comic, like, a week ago. It was just, like, a week ago. I was on Twitter, and he was arguing with this dude who wants to do roast battle. This guy tagged me. The only reason I knew it happened, because the guy tagged me, being like, I'll roast battle you, Ralphie. And he's like, I'll set it up at the stand. And I'm like, dude, don't fucking tag me in your weird, psychotic, trying to start a beef with a headliner thing. Fucking dumb.
Is there an opt-out for that, man? Like a button, like, see you later.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
all block them.
Block them. Yeah, you gotta block them.
So, and I'm like, don't do that. First of all, you fucking moron. But second of all, like, you know, why are you even trying to challenge a fucking headliner? You look stupid. But Ralphie's just like, dude, fucking go write a joke, you faggot. That's what he wrote to him. And I was like, he just doesn't care. To write faggot on Twitter today,
yeah.
You know, you You can't. You cannot do it.
If you're never going to be on TV, if you don't care about being on TV or any kind of major sponsors or something, you know, then you have the freedom. Because they don't have anything to take away.
Well, I think the more people that do it and the more people that, you know, that swing it over to the other way and say, hey, no, we're taking chances. Owen Benjamin said this to me on Legion of Skanks last week. The new alt comedy is comedians that are taking chances, comedians that aren't afraid to lose fucking sponsorship or aren't afraid to you know, say words that are quote-unquote the no-no words. That, you know, it's kind of crazy today that that is the new
alternative
thing.
Comedy.
And even the term freedom of speech is becoming a weird thing of the alt-right. Isn't that weird that, like, there was a freedom of speech comedy show in Canada that got shut down. And look, they were actually associated with, like, the alt-right. They were going to have, like, some people there as guests that were, like, part of that movement, the Proud Boy movement. And the concept of freedom of speech and using whatever word you want, that has become almost a symbol of, you know... Of the right wingers and the alt right and the left wing people, they don't even fucking, they're not even embarrassed. They don't even think of it as like, you're almost like, for me, like logically I'm going, oh, you're trying to tell people they can't say certain words, that's crazy.
Right.
And then they go, oh no, but those words are hateful and they hurt people's feelings and they represent oppression and death. Yeah. And in their mind, like, dude, it is fucking black and white. Like, they don't even, we don't even see the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's like trying to convince those people otherwise it's not gonna happen. But what we can do collectively as comedians is we can fucking write hilarious jokes using whatever words we want. We can talk about whatever we want. And the more people that do it, the better it is for comedy in general.
Yeah, I think eventually there's just going to be like these comedy clubs will be like where people go like, oh, they say stuff from the past. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It'll be like a dark, like.
No, but the next generation coming up is not, they're not going to,
yeah,
they're going to be worse.
Yeah, they're not
going to be worse.
It. Yeah, they won't be saying.
Yeah, but we can change the perception. That's why Big Jay is great. You know, like, you look at how dirty he is, dude. Like, Jay fucking says crazy shit. And it's like
he pulls it off with his charisma.
But he makes everyone laugh, and it's undeniable. So look, we comics, we do what we can do to make everybody fucking laugh. That's it, right? So if it's working, it's working.
Right.
I think the more people that take chances and try to make it work, the better it is.
But that's why it's all unnecessary, because if it doesn't work, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
You're gonna either
you're not gonna craft it till it does work,
yeah. Or you're just gonna drop it. So all this extra, you can't say that, you shouldn't say that, is unnecessary. If it doesn't work, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
I mean, here's the thing though: like, you never hear about everybody we see every night jokes that are pretty radical, and you don't hear about it because they don't have anything to take away. But if as soon as you're on a TV show or something, there's gonna be a blogger, and they're gonna go like, oh, I don't like that, I'm going to take a show away. You know, but, oh, well, he was doing that joke for 2 years straight here, and you probably saw it a couple times and didn't say anything until he got on TV, and then they go through your fucking Twitter feed.
That's insane, by the way.
That's the worst.
That's insane.
They find something from 5 years ago, 8 years ago now, Twitter's been around 10 whatever years, and they go, here's something in 96.
Yeah, that's before I could even construct a faggot joke.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That was just a simple premise.
Yeah.
But they're trying to remember how to spell it.
Everyone on the Lower East Side are a bunch of faggots. Get it?
They don't allow you
can't experiment anymore. They don't understand.
Yeah.
They don't understand the process of how a joke works.
Oh yeah,
it's like it doesn't work the first time. Usually, you have to keep tweaking it and keep. And in order to do that, you have to take chances.
That's also how I felt about slaves. They just didn't want to get to tweak it. Guys, we're going to keep it racist, and we're going to keep it real on Christopher Columbus's birthday. We're not going to fucking do this. And yes, it's his birthday. Don't fucking try to correct me, okay? Is it his birthday, Shannon?
I don't think so.
Listen.
That's the day he discovered America.
Is today the day?
No, I don't.
Is today America's birthday?
I don't know what it is.
Rockets red glare?
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Shannon, let's cut to a video of the statue. Let's see how that's doing. Is it okay still?
We're still out here at the statue. It looks like he's got a Hitler mustache. Someone spray painted on his face.
It's like you guys are just making him worse. Now it's an even worse symbol to look at. Now he's Christopher Columbus / Hitler. He's a hybrid. They put both their DNA together. He is officially the worst human being
all
ever.
Evil in one, Columbus Day.
Yeah, and he's got a robot arm.
Oh, man.
What is it? What is the deal, Shannon?
Today commemorates the landing of Christopher Columbus in the Americas on October 12th, 1492.
Plymouth Rock?
No, Hispaniola.
Plymouth Rock?
Plymouth Rock.
Is that Plymouth Rock? I know Plymouth Rock has something to do.
That's a band name.
With something.
That should be a new
Plymouth
band.
Rock is where Plymouth the settlers. What are they called?
I don't know.
The people. Yeah.
How is that not a band name? Some cheesy band. Plymouth Rock. Get it? We rock.
I used to drive a Plymouth, and I wish I would have made the connection while I was playing rock music driving around in my Plymouth. I should have rolled my window down. Plymouth Rock. Yeah. Everyone I passed.
Plymouth Rock is where the Mayflower landed.
Yeah. I thought this was
the Nina, the Pinta, Santa Maria.
They did not, never made it to North America.
Who are those people?
That's Christopher Columbus. Nina.
Who did?
No, Christopher Columbus landed in the Dominican.
Yeah,
Republic.
But he never hit North America, right?
Right. No, he didn't.
Yeah, Leif, it was dope, dude. Fucking all inclusive resorts.
Leif Erikson, 500
fat asses.
Years before.
Nobody had socks on.
Wow. Yeah, dude.
He never made it to America?
No.
He never made it to what's currently the United
States.
So
why are we giving Christopher Columbus shit? Or why are we giving Christopher Columbus credit? This bitch didn't even discover America.
Oh, yeah. Well, we knew that a long time ago.
Yeah. No, the West.
You know what it was? It was like if you went and bought a car and they said it had a V8 and you drove it for 10 years and you finally changed the oil and you went, oh, it's got a four-cylinder.
This is what a chick I am.
It's still a V8.
I'm such not a dude, and I'm not even joking about this. It sounds like I'm just making a hack joke.
Yeah.
When you say V8, my mind immediately goes to fucking tomato juice. Because I don't know shit about cars
real
or like
ass
dudes.
Juice diet. Real ass dude. Juice.
Well, actually, you know, with the latest iteration of my diet, I can't do tomato juice. It's a lot of sugar.
Really?
A lot of sugar in tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. I don't fuck around with
that. Oh, yeah. The processed kind in the soil.
Well, any kind. Yeah, I don't do any vegetables that are not green.
Yeah, me too.
That's it, bitch.
Yeah. Diabetes.
Diabetes.
We successfully switched it over from cars to diet.
Yeah.
Here's what I do.
More man shit.
I combine all of history.
Tell me about your diet.
So Plymouth Rock, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the Mayflower are all a part of the same thing. Okay. I don't know. I smoke a lot of weed. I can't sit here and fucking hold on to this information that I've never had to pull up again in my entire life except for this podcast. Okay. The $14 for buying New York.
Yeah,
from the Indians. Yeah. That's all part of that deal. That's all in the same like trip. What else? What else is in there?
Civil War.
No, I'm not stupid. Thanksgiving. The first Thanksgiving is in there.
All right. Oh yeah.
I think he was the first guy to start like colonizing because Leif Erikson landed in Canada 500 years before.
I thought Leif Erikson was a rock star in the
70s. Yeah.
Who is that that I'm
Leif
thinking?
That's Leif Garrett.
Leif Garrett. There we go. With put on some Leif Garrett.
Dude. Leif Garrett's rad. Check him out. Get a skateboard photo of him from the 70s. He's always got a skateboard.
I'd love to listen.
Just put Leif Garrett skateboard.
There he goes.
Oh, the clapping. This is a shit. Big hit.
While they're just slaughtering American Indians. Kill the savages. Take their heads. Kill the babies first.
Off with your head, take some gun.
To kill the plant, you must kill the seed.
There he is with the skateboard, see? Rad.
Shannon, can you also, I'm sure you can find a video of American Indians being slaughtered that we could watch while we're listening to this music.
Look at his look, man. Rad.
He's cool. While she's pulling up that video of American Indians being slaughtered, let's get some plugs out of the way. Mike Vecchione.
I'm at the brokerage in Long Island at the end of the month.
There you are.
I forget the exact dates.
Okay, so could they maybe follow you on Twitter as a website?
At Comic Mike V on Twitter.
Mike,
yes.
You gotta just fucking. Here's the thing, right?
Yes.
You're one of the funniest people on the planet, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
You need to just fucking become a better promoter. I'm barely funny. I'm barely functional as a comic.
I thought we usually do this at the end of the podcast. I wasn't expecting you to throw it to me. Mike, what do you got? Your dates. I'm like, weren't we just talking about genocide?
Well, we're looking for Indians getting slaughtered. Where are you gonna be this weekend?
Of course. Dean.
November 2nd, Surf Ballroom, Iowa with Bill Burr. And December 8, 9, 10, Punchline, Sacramento, Joey Diaz and I.
Fuck yeah, dude. Love Joey.
Great.
Love Joey. Dude,
we've been on the road a bunch all summer.
Look at him. Get him. Oh. No, that's not Indians being slaughtered. That's us being slaughtered.
Indians winning.
I don't want to watch the Indians winning, Shannon. I want to watch Indian slaughter. What if like an American Indian cover band of Slaughter came up?
Actually, go to the Anthrax song "Cry for the Indians" and then put on the Indian Slaughter.
Okay, listen to me.
Now, Run to the Hills, yeah. Iron Maiden.
Run to the hills.
That's how I learned my history. All the metal bands. Yeah, the white man came across the plains.
We also talked about Tom Sawyer last week.
Oh yeah,
Zach.
Sunday, October 15th, I'll be at Bowery Electric doing the after party for the New York City Zombie Crawl. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny.
Oh, yeah. Zach is not funny. Guys, GomezComedy.com. We got a couple gigs coming up in the next couple weeks. So you get tickets at GomezComedy.com for both of these gigs. That's this Friday night, October 13th. I will be in Melbourne, Florida with Kimberly Congdon. I think it's an 8:30 show. It might be an 8 o'clock show. I don't know. Buy the tickets. Come the fuck out. It's like an hour outside of Orlando, a couple of hours outside of Tampa. You motherfuckers better fucking be there. Also, October 22nd, Sunday night, me and Justin Silver are going to be at the Elizabeth Theater at Park Bar in Detroit, Michigan. This is the... Jesus Christ. I noticed on my website they put Detroit, Massachusetts.
The I'm park?
Furious.
That place is great. I just did it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Oh,
Detroit Comedy Underground. These guys put together apparently an incredible show. So I'll be there on October 22nd. That's next Sunday night, guys. Grab tickets at GomezComedy.com. Lots of other stuff coming up. Chicago, Buffalo, Impractical Jokers Cruise, Shiprock Cruise, Doug Loves Movies. Lots of crazy shit happening. And I'll be back in Los Angeles at the end of November. My girlfriend's moving to New York, so I'm helping her move out of her place.
Whoa.
Wow. That's a big move.
It's over.
Wow.
It's all happening. GomezComedy.com for everything. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Go leave us a 5-star review on iTunes as well. That shit's important, motherfuckers.
It is.
Go fucking do that right now. 5-star review and check this out. At the end of every month, Shannon, what do?
Send a free shirt.
To who?
To a random selection of people who have commented throughout the month.
Who've reviewed throughout the month. You're goddamn right. And it doesn't even have to be a good review. Because legally speaking, iTunes said we'd get kicked off if we try to bribe people for reviews. But if you leave us a negative review, and you think you're going to get a fucking t-shirt, if you think we're not going to manipulate those fucking rules because I'm afraid of iTunes, guess again! I don't need iTunes, bitch. We got our own digital platform, guestdigitalnetwork.com. Thanks. All right, let me open up my notes. I didn't even open the notes yet. This is where we're at.
Oh, while you're doing that, I've got my dates now.
No.
October 27th and October 28th at the Brokerage in Long Island. Come out. Thank
Fuck
you.
Fuck yeah, doggy.
I did good?
So, I only make notes for myself. I don't let you guys see the
I
notes.
I think you're the East Coast Steve Simone. It's hilarious. He was like, right. I did good?
I did good.
Here it is. All right, what do we got here on the notes today? Lots of fucking fun stuff. All right, happy Christopher Columbus Day. OG Real Ass Dude. We did all that already.
Yeah.
We talked about Christopher Columbus. We got it. Well, I mean, look, here's the deal. Let's wrap it up on the Christopher Columbus stuff. I will say right now that, you know, a lot of time has passed.
Yeah.
You know, in the entertainment industry, you know, which we all work in, you know, boom, bing, bang, bing. 6 months later, you don't really give a shit, okay? If Christopher Columbus was an agent, would any of us not work with him? if he was a booker of a comedy club,
yeah.
He probably didn't do any Caribbean.
This is how phony comedians are.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump, if Christopher Columbus, if Adolf fucking Hitler booked a room in Williamsburg, every comic would fucking be, oh, that guy's a great dude, man. You know, yeah, he says some crazy shit sometimes, but you know what you're gonna do?
He's kind of a dick, but you know, the show's good.
No, the show's great, dude. You know, because that's what fucking phony assholes. I shouldn't say just comics, but everybody is. But comics in particular, they are fucking rancid. Rancid individuals that pretend to have conviction and pretend to have opinions and passion, but they will fucking give it all up for a free spot or a drink ticket. They will throw their own grandmother under a fucking train for a spot at a fucking popular Hannibal Buress show.
If I don't like the fucking booker, I don't work there, man. Bottom line, I don't give a fuck if I starve. I'd rather sell shit on eBay.
I have the opposite perspective. If I don't work there, I don't like the booker.
well, that's how it happens.
Simple as that.
Willis just reverses. Does not like a lot of bookers.
It just reverses.
No. Here's the funny part.
I love when people go, fuck that club, and then they start working there. They're like, it's pretty good.
It's awesome, dude.
You always want to be part of the shit you're not part of,
right? Of course. Well, I work. Here's the funny part. I'm passed at like every club in New York City.
Yeah.
But I work almost none of them. Like, they all work me like once or twice a month.
The Dangler.
Yeah. To keep me. I don't know what it is. I think that
in case you get famous, that's
they,
how it is.
They go, I don't like that guy, but I know he's going to do some shit. And they see, like,
we don't want to close the door on ticket sales.
And it's infuriating. Because
it's forced you into your own into something else.
Depression?
No, it's forced you into...
suicidal tendencies?
It's forced you into expanding another way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't have... Maybe you wouldn't have expanded this much in this direction if you would just have tons of clubs.
If I would have had the easy path, and yeah. I would have had fucking, you know, the SNL and the fucking late nights and the... yeah, dude, that would have been...
Yeah.
That would have been way better. You're right, Mike.
No, but you wouldn't have...
That would have been incredible. Thanks for making me think about that. I try to put it out of sight and out of mind, really. You know,
how long
really
have you been doing comedy?
13 years.
13 years.
Yeah. I've been doing comedy a while, dude.
It's fucking crazy, man.
It's a long time. Look, that's how you know that was uncomfortable. I want everyone to rewind the moment where Dean's reaction to how long I've been doing comedy.
Yeah, that's never a good sign when their reaction is, yeah.
He went, oof. And then he looked down and he was like, shit, I kind of want to leave now.
No, I actually said, yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah, wow. Hoozah, wowza. Yeah, I've been doing comedy for fucking ever, dude. Forever. How many presidents is that? Did I start during George Bush? What's 13 yeah. years ago? What date is that?
Bush Senior or Junior?
Yeah, it's Bush Junior.
Bush Junior.
I think I started during Bush Junior, right?
Yeah, because you got eight with Obama, so you had to be doing it during.
Three presidents. I've been doing comedy for.
So you're out there doing Bush Junior jokes. You remember any of them?
No, I never did any Bush jokes. I don't think.
No.
I wasn't political. Dave Smith wasn't political back in the day. Dave Smith, when he started, we have a video of like his first 3 months of comedy. We played it on Legion of Skanks, and he says in the video, "I hate politics."
Yeah,
it's crazy, dude. There's a fucking video of that. No, it's literally always been rape jokes. I've never evolved past like that concept. It's really actually never even written new jokes. It's the same premise that I've been trying to rework for 13 years.
The first three premises on your notebook.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you right now, if you go back and look at old premises, though, there's some fucking gold in old premises when you first started, because that's you when
that
the well is like
yeah,
because
you're fucking constantly thinking,
and your taste is still really good, so you kind of know what, like, you can almost step back from it and go like, I could see a great comic talking about this subject and making it great, and you just don't know how to execute it, you know.
Right.
Plus, you don't put any like bar on you, you know. Now you put something down, you go, that's terrible, and you just don't explore. But back then, you're like, everything's great. It's gonna be funny when I get there.
Yeah. That's true as well.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's
you take chances back when you start.
Of course.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Didn't matter, dude. I used to be fucking.
I remember when I started, I had all these premises, and I got to the club waiting to go on, and I was like, "Well, that one's being done right now."
Yeah.
Oh shit, this one's being. I thought they were all great. Like, you know. And then you go,
it's like you're original, but everyone's thinking of the same.
You just
fucking
turn around.
Same stupid fucking.
Yeah.
Well, at first you're just trying to be funny.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not worried about your voice. You're like, I'm just trying to get a laugh.
That's what I thought it was about when I started. Like, I'm getting laughs, so you're going to book me, right?
I think it is. Let me tell you something. I think it is about that when you first start.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not to get too inside baseball for the non-comedian fans that listen, but I think in the beginning it should be about fucking murdering, and then you figure out how to write a joke. Then you figure out how to get your voice, and then you figure out how to be in the business.
Yep.
And I think that should be the order of things. And I think too many people are going, you know, business, you know, figure out how to write a joke, you know, figure out fucking all this stuff. They never even figure out
murdering
their voice.
The whole thing is business
never
first.
Comes into
murdering's last. For that.
Either the business or like trying to write, you know, like first.
Now it goes by your social media followers. Okay, I got 40,000 here. That's a shake and fake. Okay, then I'll have four jokes. Four, okay, and I'll just do those forever. They work, and then I'll meet some people and get famous.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it's totally reverse.
Well, I think most people that get into it think that's the path. They think that's literally what it is. And I think to be honest, it probably is what attracted everybody to get into comedy initially or any form of entertainment. I think you convince yourself that it is this rock and roll lifestyle that is really easy.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I get to smoke weed and play video games and hang out with my friends at night and get drunk. And then you realize you are writing television shows, you're submitting writing packets, auditioning, going to acting classes, doing podcasts, editing. Dude, I work nonstop 7 days a week. I care so much more, and I'm so much more emotionally and mentally invested in what I'm doing now than any full-time job that I've ever had in my entire life.
Totally. Yeah. This is two full-time jobs.
Yes.
All day you work on, like, even the bullshit of booking a flight, you know, all that dumb little stuff, you know, and then booking a podcast guest, then editing your podcast. Me, you know, like, you guys, I don't know what you do, but... You know, all
I have
that
to yell a lot.
All that bullshit. And then you got to go out and be funny at night till 4 in the morning.
And so I'm not even bitching about it. I'm just saying it's not what it is when you think you get into it. When you think you get into it, you go, oh, it's this fucking awesome, easy lifestyle. Right. And then once you're in it and you start to realize what it really is, then it's too late and you go, well, this is my fucking life. Yeah. And you love it. It's addictive. But people shouldn't convince themselves that, like, I mean, you know, even fans that are listening, being a comic isn't fucking just like, oh, you work 15 minutes a night and that's that. There's nobody who has that life. Even the guys who have, quote unquote, the easy path, right, who got fast tracked, like Michael Che or Pete Davidson, those guys have full time jobs at Saturday Night Live. Yeah. I mean, people leave in tears every night in those jobs because the pressure and the amount of work and the long days, it's fucking crazy. Yeah. So, you know, for me, when I was selling gym memberships, I disconnect. 8 o'clock, I'm fucking home. I'm fucking jerking off, watching TV, popcorn, whatever.
You never think about that job ever.
Peace, bitch.
Not even
I'm
when
done.
You're there.
I'm done. So these other things, it's not exactly, you know, it's, you know, it's not exactly this kind of, it is sweet. It's fucking awesome. You're living your dream.
You're living your dream.
But it's not easy. Yeah. Easy is the wrong
way. It's not easy,
to
but at least it's coming from a real place.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, I want to talk about one of our sponsors really quick, the Volcano Vaporizer. Today, you see on the table, we got this big, bad motherfucker. This is like the original one. This is one that I've been most used to using for the past few years. I'm going to tell you right now, dude, vaping is the way to go. Everyone knows that I smoke a ton of weed. I've been smoking weed on the show. If you smoke a lot of weed in particular, fucking vape it, dude. You don't want to be smoking that much, you know, actual smoke into your lungs. It's a healthier alternative. It's much lighter on the lungs. It's a much better experience. The actual Volcano Vaporizer, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the first one I literally ever smoked out of. It's super fucking cool, dude. It's super high quality. This is German engineering, okay? Mm. I don't know if you guys know anything about German engineering, but the Germans, Dean.
Yeah, I got a parcel.
Dean.
Yeah.
Dean, before the show, Dean said the German ideology can't be beat. That's what he said. That's a quote. Put it on the Dean Del Rey Real Ass Quotes page. German ideology, nothing wrong with it. Never has been, never will be. Okay? No, but we kid, and this is fucking unbelievable, dude. It's the it gets you, these vaporizers in particular get you the highest quality dense vapor. That's why people buy this thing. Don't be fooled by other vaporizers that have been trying to imitate the Volcano. I've used every other fucking other vaporizer on the market. Mm. They break after a week. You fucking chuck them in the garbage can. The ones that Volcano make, they give you a 2-year guarantee on them. So you don't get that. That's it. The biggest thing of all of these, because they're a little bit more expensive than the other vaporizers, whether you get this big bad motherfucker or you get the small portable ones, they last for years, you know, and I think people realize that if you're vaping, everyone knows you lose it. It's this little tiny piece of shit thing. This thing is real deal. There's real value to it. It's got a stainless steel design. It's durable. Actually, this comes with a 3-year warranty. Shannon, 3 years. Shannon will be dead in 3 years. Guaranteed. It's going to be like
suicide.
Not Nicole Brown Simpson. Anna Nicole Smith. That's what the way I imagine Shannon dying. Pills married to a 90-year-old man. This thing will last longer than Shannon Lee Hayer. And it gets you higher. You're right, Shannon. Wow. It'll get you higher than all of the other rest of the vaporizers on the market. The other thing is there's no pot smell, so if you're hiding this from your mom, kids, listen, if you're listening at home, you're doing drugs. And I completely suggest you do drugs, children, okay? You got to hide it from your mom, okay? You know I practice peaceful parenting. I preach peaceful parenting. I don't believe in beating your kids. Chances are if you're listening to this show, your parents hit you, okay? So you guys should probably fucking hide that pot smell from your parents. It's efficient use of your bud. These things can fill huge bags. So check out, here's the deal. Check out storesandbickle.com. That's stores, S-T-O-R-Z-Bickle, B-I-C-K-E-L.com, S-T-O-R-Z-B-I-C-K-E-L.com, and use the promo code RAP0420, RAP0420. You're going to get 5% off of anything you guys grab. 3-year guarantee, best vaporizers on the market. Okay, let's get back into the show. I want to talk about this really quick. Let's guess the news. Harvey Weinstein. I have no idea what the fuck happened here, but let's guess the news, Shannon.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Harvard P. Weinstein. Sexual predator. He's a Jewish man,
right?
Who is the head of Harvey Weinstein Studios, Weinstein, the Weinstein Company,
mm-hmm.
which is a huge production company that has been involved in a lot of huge movies.
Yes.
I don't know a single one. That is the extent of my knowledge about this. He's in trouble for sexual harassment. I remember there was a woman on the cover of a newspaper that's a famous actress. I don't remember which one it was, but she said that she had been harassed by him in the past.
Right.
So, how much did I nail?
You got the bones of it.
There you go. That's it, guys. All we need to know.
Yeah.
Jewish.
Hey, can I piss?
You're right here. Here you go. On camera. Yeah, of course, dude. Go right right through that door and in the hallway, the middle room. Dean Del Rey going to pull his dick out, guys. Use your imagination for the audio listeners. You know, here's the thing. It is theater of the mind, right? Like, the people that are listening audio-wise, we could just tell them Dean pulled his dick out and is pissing in a bottle right now. They wouldn't have any idea.
Are they not seeing this? I thought it's camera.
No, it is, but there's the audio version, which most people just listen to.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Yeah.
So you say, oh my God, Dean, why do you have your dick out? Dean is being eerily silent, staring me right in the eyes right now, while his fully erect penis is pissing in a bottle. I didn't even believe that that was possible. I thought when you get an erection, the valve, there's like a valve in your dick that shuts off,
but
right?
You have to stand back from the toilet and
you gotta like push
first
it down.
Thing in the morning, yeah.
Discipline. I can pee when I have a boner.
I find it very difficult.
It
I have to
difficult.
Point it down.
You gotta point it down, and there's a valve. Your dick has a valve, dude.
Yeah, but no, you can still pee with a
well, what happens when you get an erection? Listen, when you get an erection, the valve.
Nobody's a doctor here.
I know, I am.
I think that's.
I am.
Dr. Gomez, continue.
I
real ass medicine.
Yeah, I own I own my own
doctor place.
Doctor. I can't think of a where
real ass pharmacy.
What a doctor would own.
A doctor's office.
A doctor's office. Yes, interesting.
A practice.
Hospital. How about a hospital?
That's crazy. I'm not a fucking doctor billionaire. I'm not a I'm not a doctor rock star. I'm a fucking normal everyday orthodontal type doctor.
Orthodontal.
A normal everyday rattlesnake.
Is it normal to have trouble peeing when you have an erection? Great question. Yes, it is very normal. In fact, most men can't urinate while erect. There's a muscle which typically closes off the tube where urine comes out while the penis is erect. It's not a muscle, it's a valve.
Yeah.
Correct it. Young men's health site.
I think that's where
the
we
worst
check in with
the moaning, the piss boner.
Yeah.
Like you got a boner, but you got to piss bad.
But not if you're trying to attack someone with your piss. It's actually perfect.
I'll just shoot her.
Yeah, because then it's fucking. Does your dick curve up?
Yeah, flex a bony arc.
My dick is very straight.
Like really?
Straight as a
like
board.
A ray.
Straight as a board.
Sorry, using geometric terms.
Go straight out like a fucking ironing board.
Yeah, if you like, if there's a perfect right angle.
Wow. What about yours?
My dick and my fupa make a perfect right angle.
What do you got?
Yeah, no, it's pretty straight. Curves up a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not really, there's not much bend to it. I feel like you have to have more length to get a real good bend there. Zachy?
Just crooked, awful.
Crooked?
It,
to the
it
right
bends
left.
Up. Bends up.
Yeah.
Scoliosis.
Yeah.
Zach's dick.
How would you describe it?
There's no other way to describe it. Just rotten to the core.
I love how he had to think for a minute, like the last time he saw it.
What adjective am I looking for?
It's like, I don't know. It curves to the left. Wait a minute. I have to look at the mirror. Is that the right, the left? What is that?
Arthritic knuckle.
Yeah, it looks like Nikki Glaser's foot. Pull up Nikki Glaser's foot. Have you ever seen Nikki Glaser's foot?
No.
It's incredible.
What?
It's incredible.
How would you see that?
This is, by the way, this is what we're guessing the news with, Harvey Weinstein. You can cut the music, too. Pull up Harvey. Nikki Glaser's foot. Well, before we get into this Harvey Weinstein talk, she's got a fucking... Look at this.
That's about right.
That's your boner.
It's even got the purple paint on it.
Yeah,
I like how he said it.
It's all veiny and it's got a big lump on the side. Yeah, not good. Not good.
Not good.
Yeah. Nikki's cool. Nikki's fucking hilarious and really hot. But that is a fucking godforsaken foot.
Wow. She put that up, right?
You know what they should do? Like Iron Maiden concerts? They should put that, like a huge Nikki Glaser foot.
Like a blow up?
Yeah, yeah. Instead of the fucking Eddie Monster. trying to keep Dean included in the conversations by making metal references constantly. Everyone's done that today. Everyone's done that today four times. I don't know if you, we've never made more fucking metal references.
Well, he was talking about engines, and you just killed that really fast.
Engines.
An eight-cylinder? What? Wait, what? Dean?
Thank you for making me feel at home. Metal, that's it, right?
Well, but look, dude, fucking biking. Hold
the... You're going on Shiprock,
you
right?
Killed
Who's
wrestling.
Playing Shiprock?
Put the pin in Harvey Weinstein for now, okay?
Who's playing Shiprock? I'll go through and tell you if they're good or bad.
Pull up the lineup.
Yeah, let's
Stone Sour, I'm excited about. They're headlining.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Slipknot fan.
Yeah.
So, and I like Stone Sour. I like a lot of their songs. Pull up like the most popular Stone Sour
song.
Okay,
here we go. Black Label. That
Black Label's dope.
Smoking.
Dude. Yeah, he's fucking incredible.
Zach Wilde crushes.
To watch play guitar live. I've watched him. Here's a cool part when you're performing on these things.
Yeah.
Is you get to fucking... You get access, like, I'm talking about, like, Zach Wilde's playing there.
Right on stage.
I get to put my fucking nose at his dick and stare up at his fingers playing guitar.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's another fucking level. And I'm a nerd with shit like that. Like, I grew up being a huge Ozzy fan.
Yeah.
Huge, like, you know, 90s and 80s metal fan.
Yeah.
Megadeth, you know, Skid Row.
Right.
You know, Zach Wilde in particular. You know, I remember Zach Wilde, you know, this is awful. Turn this off and never play it again. Burn the fucking computer. Light it on fire right now. What the fuck was that? There's Dean. This is making his debut in a video. Right there to the far right.
You know it's not me because it's Vespas.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny how he goes from Slipknot to that because he's like, I know you love me. And then Slipknot is like, Barrr!
Yeah, yeah. He's got a great voice, though, and a very great frontman, very strong entertainer. But, you know, it's fucking... You know, Zach, well, I remember they played, Ozzy played the Moscow Peace Festival.
Right.
And I had the two or three VHS set.
Everybody on that Skid Row.
Everyone. Bon Jovi. Yeah. Fuck. I mean, it was crazy. It was 3 days
Motley
of peace and music. Yeah. And, you know, and they were, it was so funny because, you know, they do like the behind the scenes stuff and they talk about it. It's like, and it's supposed to be against drugs.
Yeah, and they're all on drugs.
Everyone's fucking destroyed, dude. They're
and
all...
that was Motley when they first tried to be sober.
That's right, from the documentary. Yeah. They were saying they're the only one sober.
So they're on the plane, just sober, crawling in their own skin, and the rest of the fucking people are just lunatics.
Imagine
trying
to be sober as a band.
Oh,
like, me and Dave have done that, dude. We quit smoking weed for a few months, and I feel like a homosexual. Just the two of us stopping smoking weed for a couple months to
clear
our heads.
2 months you went?
No, I think he went 2 months. I went like 5 months.
Wow.
And I was like, dude, this is pretty gay, dude.
Did you
like,
feel better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. You're like,
you felt 100% better?
I love it. It's like noon. You just like completely stunned.
I definitely felt...
He was funnier. He had more time to love his son.
It's true.
Yeah.
Just more a better
money.
Life
more
overall.
Money. Way more money.
More money. Yeah.
How much is
I'm surprised that
now?
You guys can function. Like you can really smoke and just be functional all the time.
I'm going to... I'm going
I can't
to,
believe it.
I'm going to an important business meeting after this.
Listen to this. You can pull it up and look at the photo, but I did Joey Diaz's podcast, right?
Yeah.
Like, I do it all the time. We do it together.
Do you smoke, Dean?
No, well, like, I quit when I started comedy because it was fucking with my short-term memory. I couldn't remember jokes. Right. I'd be like, fuck, what's next? So I hadn't got stoned in 7 years. And about, I don't know, 2 months ago, I'm on Joey's podcast. He goes, hey, come on, get stoned, cocksucker. I was like, fuck it, man.
Yeah,
Ubered over. Let's do it.
Right.
And I only took one hit of this shit, 24 carat, it was called. I first of all, when I took it in, my whole chest exploded. Like, what the fuck? And then I was so fucked up I couldn't talk for like 17 minutes on the podcast. I was like,
see, that's what would happen to me,
right?
I wouldn't
when
be able
was the
to
last
talk.
Time you got stoned?
No, I'll smoke
a
little bit. No,
I'll smoke with you.
I'll smoke before I go to bed or something, but I cannot. It amazes me that you guys can smoke, go on stage, do podcasts, like be functional and think, because I can't think.
Drive to work, these people.
It's the truth is, it's a different way of, it's just changing your perception, right? So for me, it doesn't affect me like where I get crazy, right? Like when I first, if I stop smoking weed and then I start smoking weed, I'll be very high and I won't be able to speak. I won't be able to go on stage.
Yeah.
I literally can't. It's like my head is like on fire and I'm like, I mumble, right? But once I'm regularly smoking,
really what it does is just makes me kind of look at things a little bit differently. Just like if I stopped smoking weed right now for a few days, I would kind of look at things differently. I would probably look at my jokes differently. I'd write new punchlines and new tags for the jokes because I'm just kind of changing things up. It's just kind of changing a variable.
Right.
You know, it's like... You know, for a fucking an analogy, it's like an artist is kind of changing his
different
his
point of view.
Medium, right. Like let's say he's using paint one day, and the next day he's using charcoal. It's like, you know, it's just I don't know. It's just you're kind of looking at it a little differently.
But you got to smoke a lot of weed to get used to it.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's the thing.
Like,
yeah.
And so up until you're used to it, you're just like, I'm dying. I'm way too stoned. Yeah. I can't move.
I never had that, dude. Yeah. I had the first time I smoked weed. Yeah. It was like, you know. You know, like in the fucking, like the fifth grade, when you really like a girl.
Yeah.
And then you find out she likes you back.
No.
Just breaking his, hurting his feelings over there.
Do you like me? Circle yes or no. She wrote die, fatty.
She's an old.
No, I like the one with
barbecue
check
sauce
no and check no, and then what's the reason? Give me a reason. Yeah. You have a boyfriend.
Yes, no other. Please fill in.
Yeah.
Crooked boner. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm a Coke guy.
I really. Oh, so you enjoy Coke?
Well, I mean, I was always an up guy. Yeah. So yeah. When I
there's two. That's true. There's two kinds of guys. There's coffee, alcohol, and
totally,
Coke guys.
Right.
And then there's pot and mushroom guys.
You're right. And
or
so,
there's fucking all. Or there's all the above guys.
Oh hell yeah! You do Coke?
You left me hanging. You purposely left me hanging?
Yes.
Even though you're an all of the above guy?
Yes.
It's not even like you're not one of those guys.
I am.
If you put any of those drugs on the table right now, Zach would fucking smash his face into the table.
I love mushrooms, but just weed never
that's
works.
That's a good
for
segue.
Me.
I love mushrooms.
So here's the deal. What happened with Harvey Weinstein? Do you know anything, Shannon? What happened here?
I have a video. It's just a minute.
Let's see this minute-long video. What happened? Harvey Weinstein fired. Is it Weinstein or Weinstein? It's like
Weinstein.
Rachel fucking Feinstein. All right, we get it. Feinstein. Took me fucking 12 years. Weinstein or Weinstein?
Weinstein.
It's a lot. All right, so it's not Rachel Feinstein. Not Feinstein.
He's the Christopher Columbus of Hollywood.
What if this is just Rachel Feinstein doing a Harvey Weinstein impression?
He's not fired.
Oh, yeah, look at her.
It's his company.
Hold on,
so
pause
not
it. Yes, he was fired. Pause it for a minute. He was officially.
Oh, he's asked to leave. He's asked to step down from his own company.
The board decided to fucking get rid of him. I know that. Go. The Weinstein Company has ousted, following reports of sexual harassment claims against the executive. Look at that chick that he's got on his arm, though. 65-year-old made at least 8 settlements with women. It just came in their hands when they put their hand down. Who accused him of sexual harassment over 3 decades. Turn it down a little, Shannon. We don't need this fucking club music like we're actually in a club. The Hollywood power broker has produced and distributed several Oscar-winning movies, including Shakespeare in Love, Chicago, and The Artist.
They're all romantic comedies.
Yeah, they are.
I like how they caught him outside of a Burger King.
The company also said it is conducting its own internal investigation, just like he was conducting his own internal investigation on those bitches. He was conducting his own internal investigation on those bitches.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, real ass podcast. Oh, Lewis Attack. Thanks. Shannon.
Who did that?
That's all right. It's a drop. When I have a great line.
So
when
he
I have
paid
a great
them
line. When I have a great line like that.
So he paid them to keep it quiet, and now it's all out. So he paid them for nothing, basically.
So he settled. He had
settled to keep him quiet.
But that's it, right?
I believe someone finally, the New York Times put together an article listing all the past times he's gotten accused or settled.
Wow.
So that was just like this huge piece. He's going to sue the balls off the New York Times, by the way. Like
There was a leak today, though, that said that they feel his brother leaked a lot of the stories because his brother wanted him gone for years.
Ah.
Like some kind of, all right, here you go so I can have the company or something.
Even, look,
oh, wow.
Dude, Jews, I got no problem with him, but... who sells out their own brother, man. I'm just saying, like, you can never find a Puerto Rican.
I don't know if that's true. It's just like, you know, that's like, what is the New York
Dean Del Rey said it. You can't trust juice. Mark it down. Real Ass Quotes. We got to get a Real Ass Quotes page going.
Real Ass Quotes books.
Dean Del Rey, can't trust the juice. Hey, dude, look, I'm with you. I don't completely disagree. I don't wholeheartedly agree, Dean, but I don't completely disagree.
Dean, okay? I think it's a little bit racist, but let's move forward.
It's a little racist, but you know what? You know, I'm 10% there with you. So hold on, Shannon. So who are the girls that he sexually harassed? Do we have any more information about these?
One of them, it's Ashley Judd, right? Is one of them, Zach?
I believe so.
Yes.
Ashley Judd, Ashley Judd.
She's the one who came
Dead
out
Man Walking, like, Ashley Judd, because she was fucking hot back
she's
in the
unreal.
Day.
And Rose McGowan.
Was she in
Rose
Man
McGowan,
walking?
Too.
Rose McGowan.
She dated Marilyn Manson.
Fucking sexually harassed a Marilyn Manson girlfriend.
Hey, was Ashley Judd in Dead Man Walking?
Wasn't that chick in Dead Man Walking?
Fuck, I can't remember. The Sean Penn one?
Check, yeah.
Fucking love that film. I didn't remember it.
So pull up Ashley Judd, old Ashley Judd. And she got naked in the Marilyn Monroe movie as well.
Yeah.
I remember, she's pretty hot. You know. There we go, young Ashley Judd. Yeah. Look at that smile. Ooh, fuck yes, dude.
Yeah, she's great.
Look, I'm doing it now. Fuck yeah, turn around, baby. You want this part? I get it. Come on, dude.
What's the point?
That's the catcalling still going out
of making movies. Yeah. Unless you're going to be able to sexually harass these young actors.
I'm not saying sexually harass. I'm just saying, like,
get into a bathing suit. Didn't he make him get into a bathing suit while he took a shower or something?
He wanted girls to watch him bathe.
That's a weird fetish.
Can I be honest with you?
That's mostly a clean
maybe,
thing.
Maybe, and I talk about this in my act now a little bit, just about, like, male privilege. Like, if you were going to offer me a part in a movie, and you were like, you got to watch Harvey Weinstein bathe. Okay. Like, really?
But you have to jerk off.
Okay.
And you have to finish.
Really? Thank you.
Do I have to
make it a tool?
Do I have to get the blood of Christian babies he bathes in?
Listen to me. What do you want me to say here? I mean...
I love where he's like, I ain't going up to that club and fucking talking to that owner and giving that kind of fucking bullshit. I'm over here. And then you go, okay, I'll rub one out for a movie.
Well, I mean, dude, how much is this movie worth? Look, is it just like a bullshit role worth a few $1,000s? Or is this a fucking starring role? You're going to be made into a major motion fucking picture movie star. You know, this is a real deal. Ashley Judd, who's the other woman?
Rose McGowan.
Pull up Rose McGowan. It didn't work out for her.
Rose McGowan's not in anything.
I wouldn't take her career.
She's been in some big
films. To have to jerk off with Harvey Weinstein, I don't think I'd take her career.
Hasn't she been in some big films?
Look at her. She looks like she's fucking aging poorly.
Yeah, but
she
was
the best.
She's beautiful.
At her peak, dude,
she's beautiful.
Look at her. Look at her. She's beautiful.
I think so.
Rose McGowan in Scream. Rose McGowan in Jawbreaker.
So pretty, man.
I didn't see those films. But she was also in that other film, right?
Planet Terror.
Yeah, Planet Terror. Yeah, that the Planet Terror.
She's aging like a fucking old bike in a fucking rusty fucking shed. This is awful. Look at her. There she looks good, but look at her now.
That's her.
Rose McGowan, 2017.
People age, Lewis.
Yeah, dude, I'm saying it doesn't look good anymore. And her career is dried up. That's the point that I'm making. Like, look at this. Really, dude? Really? It's Phil Anselmo from Pantera. Another metal reference for Dean Del Rey. Look at this. Are you fucking kidding me? That's beautiful.
I think so.
She should be taking the sexual harassment and running with it. She should be so lucky that I'm sexually harassing her. Like, hey, Moonhead. So look at her fucking head. Go back.
Now you're just not being nice.
Hey, dude. This isn't the nice ass podcast. Not good. So what is her net
worth now? What's your point, though?
Your
point is that she should gladly get sexually harassed?
I'm just saying that it's not that bad. Look, you shouldn't sexually harass women. Do I have to preface every segment with you can't rape women, Mike? Fine, we get it. We know this.
Yeah.
The grass is green, the sky is blue. You can't rape women. It doesn't have to be said. But I'm just saying, call a spade, if they said to you, we're going to let you star, give me a movie that give me the other one.
Ashley Judd.
And what's her net worth? What was it? 18 million?
18 million. And Twitter followers, because I know it's coming next, 675,000.
For the Gomez ratio for fame, what does that make her? What's her rating?
No, I can't do math, Lewis.
It's her net worth. It's the Twitter followers divided by net worth times her age.
my God.
That's the Gomez ratio for fame.
That's huge fame, man. Wow.
Yeah. So, we'll see. You know, thanks, Shannon, for figuring that out.
I can give you all the numbers. She's 44 years old.
You
got to
do the math. I'm not going to do the math.
44 years old.
I don't know how.
Who is?
The fact that she has 675,000 Twitter followers is crazy to me. How is that even possible?
She's huge, man. She's still huge.
Star, yeah.
What has she done recently?
I don't know.
Well, Wikipedia. Fire it up.
What has she done recently?
I'm not in any of those.
I'm going to look at her on
I'm not in any of those chat rooms.
Rose McGowan.
Chat rooms. They still got chat rooms?
I don't know.
I think she directs her own like little art things now. I don't think like she went to the other side.
$18 million. That's her. How is that even possible?
Sometimes I look at like when they do those comic lists, you know, and you're like, wait a minute, I know that guy. He doesn't have that much money. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They'll be like, $8 million.
She hasn't done shit lately. But also net worth is it's a little deceiving, right?
Yeah, you don't know if that's true.
Well, can I say why as well? Because I think net worth means everything they own. Who is she married to? She might be married to some fucking successful
dude. Some big money right there. Call of Duty. They pay big on those.
The sound. Those
voices, oh, yeah.
They do, man.
Yeah,
they get like royalties on the game and shit.
Ultimate Spider-Man, a web series. What is it? A TV series? The Telltale Heart.
I don't blame her, man.
None of these things are anything, dude. Here's the problem. She's trying to make a cash grab at the expense of Harvey Weinstein. I got to be honest with you. What did this guy do? He said, watch me shower and I'll make you a movie star. It sounds like they made out so much further ahead.
I don't know. I don't know what really happened. If it's a systematic thing, then yeah, it's wrong.
Mike, think about the value
it's
of this.
It's a systematic
Mike,
thing.
Mike, can I ask you a question? Can you,
systematically, Mike, I'm using the word a lot.
Can you disconnect yourself from being an SJW for just one moment?
No, I'm not an SJW.
Mike, can you stop being a fucking lefty fucking libtard for just one moment?
But I need facts,
can you
Lewis.
Just stand? Me and Dean are trying to make a point here, okay?
Me?
Lewis, you can't just make assumptions, though.
Dean told me before the show started, Rose McGowan deserved every bad thing she ever got.
You're trying to throw me under the
no,
bus.
No, I'm not, Dean. I would never do that to you. We're honest people.
I didn't even see it until it started.
That's right, Dean. So
this is all
can't
Lewis.
Trust Jews, and Rose McGowan deserved it.
Yeah, so Dean Del Rey. Dean Del Rey on the Real Ass Quotes page. Can somebody make a Real Ass Quotes page, and we will get and make Real Ass Quotes there? I think this is a great idea. Somebody used to run the Lewis J. Gomez Quotes page. Shannon, pull up Luis J. Gomez quote. They
I'm starting to question
it.
The fact-checking of this podcast.
No, what are you talking about? We make the facts, bitch. They check our facts.
I don't like being called a bitch. You're sexually harassing me.
Well, you know what? You should be wearing the
Luis
shirt.
Luis J. Gomez, the fake news.
You want to be somebody in this town, Mike?
I'll pull that up in a second, Shannon. I want to make this. I want to pull up this proposition for Mike first. Mike.
Yes.
I'm giving you a choice here, okay? Which one sounds like it is, you get to do two things here, okay? Number one, I make you a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
Net worth of $18 million, 675,000 Twitter followers. You're not even that good looking anymore. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get all that. All I gotta do,
right,
is you watch me jerk off in a shower.
Okay, if you're just proposing this to me and we're two guys, then yeah, whatever.
Why? Because women are less than?
No, it's just...
Women are less than? So I'm a feminist, and I'm taking the feminist position here and saying that, yeah, we all agree. Everyone at this table agrees that they would take that deal. Shannon, same deal to you. You're a fucking dippy broad. Somebody offers...
See, this is how it starts.
What?
You can't call her a dippy broad. I'm going to take up for her.
What? That's her nickname. If she didn't like it, she'd speak up. Right, Dippy Broad?
What the fuck is Dippy?
You don't allow her to. You don't allow her to speak up.
She's got a microphone, Mike. I mean, you can't. How much more can I allow a woman to speak if you put a fucking live microphone in front of her? Holy shit.
Yeah, to say yes to you. Pull up your clips,
Lewis. I will cut her mic if she ever says no to me.
No, when I fight back, it gets worse.
Well, you better fucking just lay there and take it. Shannon.
Yes.
See, she's afraid of you.
She's not afraid of me, Dean. Okay, she's not afraid of us.
She
Dean.
Just said it,
Dean. Listen to me. We stand together. Don't you fucking try to turn your back on me, Dean Del Rey.
Dean is not on board.
You just threw me under the bus five times.
What are you talking about?
Making up stories about me.
You're the Harvey Weinstein of podcasts.
Whoa, you're calling me a Jew? Get out! Leave this podcast right now.
You're defending
Mike.
Him because you run a similar system.
It's so hard to defend the Jews, but I have to.
You know, Dean doesn't trust them.
It's true, I know. Dean, look, isn't it a weird thing? He's Jew, but he's fucking raping chicks. What are you going to do?
I'm Jewish, man.
No, you're not.
I want to be.
Dean Del Rey is a hilariously Hispanic name. It sounds like a Mexican pro wrestler.
Del Reyski.
Yeah, what's your last name?
Del Rey.
Is that actually like your real last name?
No.
What's your real last name? Oh, you want to say it?
No, I don't care.
What is it?
Better check in under that. Kowalski.
Kowalski? No, oh, so you're fucking Polak?
No. What was the Kramer's real name? Remember that guy? Remember when they found out his real name?
Oh, yeah.
It was Kramer.
That was a weird episode.
Cosmo.
Cosmo Kramer. On Seinfeld. It was like Seinfeld. A big deal. Seinfeld. We're going to find out his real name. Seinfeld. Get out of here. Shut up.
You know what's funny?
What?
I've never watched a full episode of Seinfeld.
Really?
That's insane.
Swear to God.
That shit is hilarious.
You know what it is, dude?
You watch Curb?
Nope.
Oh, my God. You don't watch that, dude?
Nope.
That show's a masterpiece.
I feel like those guys are stealing my essence.
Lewis is 100% the Puerto Rican Larry David. If you've ever taken transportation with Lewis anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
The Curb music should play every time Lewis is yelling at someone. Just because... Just him getting kicked out of a cab.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And just scream, like...
Well, I've watched Curb a few episodes of it before, and it's like, I guess, like, you know, he ends up kind of getting himself into these things, but he's kind of right in those things, right?
Right.
So that's the thing. So what happens is I'm kind of justified in whatever it is I'm getting upset about, and then I end up losing the battle because of the way that I handle it. So I think that's the parallel. Yeah. So, you know...
Let's get an example.
A cab driver will, you know... make a wrong turn,
yeah,
and I'll get upset about the cab driver making a wrong turn, and then all of a sudden, I'm in a thing where the cops are there because me and the cab driver are screaming at each other. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect cab example. Yeah. Lewis, when you yelled at the cab driver for taking a longer route, threatened to punch him, kick you out of the cab, you screamed at him, and then realized you forgot your phone
in
the cab.
No, not only did I scream at him, I did the move where I left the door open, where he had to get out and out of his own cab and close the door, which is the ultimate suck-my-dick cab driver move.
And then, who was it? Christine called your phone?
No, I called my phone. I left it in the front seat, and then I called my phone, I changed my voice.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping he just didn't think it was my phone or somebody else's. I'm like, hello, I left my phone. And he was like, I bet you left your phone, motherfucker. Click. And then that was it.
You never got it? You never got it?
No.
Man. You're like, fuck you. And then you're, my phone. My phone. That's a Curb episode right there.
Pull up some of
what if he was like texting all your contact? Like,
pull up some of the Luis J. Gomez quotes on Twitter, which were great. This is a great page. I don't know why they don't do it anymore.
All right.
Let's see. Dude, I want to fight something right now. Guys, I'm only good for 6 jokes in a row, then my brain shuts down. These are all things that I really said on podcasts. This is a couple of years ago.
I just realized that that's all you bring to the table is making fun of me, and all I bring to the table is you guys making fun of me.
Everyone loves Jay. Everyone needs to know that Jay Oakerson is a bad person. It burns my soul. It continues. Don't worry about it. Let's see. Keep on going down. I'm in full fucking gay mode this weekend, so if you're trying to bang me this weekend and you're a dude, this is the weekend to go for it.
Well, don't forget this one. I accidentally brought my son to the gay pride parade today.
Let's see what else.
By the way, I love masturbating with a condom.
That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah. Well, not anymore, dude. You know what it was?
Just a quick throwaway? Easy cleanup?
I think I used to care about masturbation more.
Obviously, if you're using a condom, you care a great deal about it.
Well, here's the deal. What I would do is, I think I would get more into the fantasy back then, right?
Like you're actually doing it.
But it wasn't necessarily the fantasy of having a condom. The fantasy was, you know, not blowing a load all over my own chest and neck and chin.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's never part of the fantasy, right? And I never really liked laying, like, a towel down on my chest. And so that always kind of ruined it for me as well. I always felt, like, very, like, clinical doing that. But I think I just don't masturbate as much anymore.
Yeah.
And now when I do, I just throw a fucking towel on my chest and I jizz into the towel. Now my thing is I lay a towel, like, flat on my chest, like a gym
like
towel.
You're getting an x-ray.
Yes, like a, bib, like a bib.
You're going to the dentist.
Yeah, exactly. And then I shoot my load into the towel. And then I take the top of the towel, I fold it over my dick, wrap my dick, clean my dick really good, wipe my fingers, boom, bunch up the towel, shoot it at my son.
Oh.
Catch, loser.
Oh, shoot it at my son.
Does your son like a cape. You're Superman, faggot.
Oh, my God. Your son live with you?
He lives with me 2 days a week, and then he comes over. I live 2 blocks from him, so I pick him up every day for, like, you know, 4 to 8 hours, depending on which day of the week it is. So I'm with him every single day. But, yeah, his mom, he's with his mom, you know, quote-unquote full-time, you know. But, yeah, I mean, that is
true. But you used to routinely, can we just backtrack a little bit? We said a lot of stuff.
What do you say?
Masturbate with a condom. You used to routinely masturbate with a condom. Mm. But wouldn't that, like, cut into you? That's expense. That's an expensive practice. Yeah.
Nope. Because in New York City, there's
NYC condoms.
NYC condoms. There's a massive amount of AIDS people.
Those give you a disease. Did you know that?
NYC condom. They come with AIDS.
Yeah.
Did you fantasize about being responsible?
Well, what I would do is,
it'd be funny if you masturbated with a condom but fucked without one.
Yeah, well, it's true. I really would. I'm not even lying. I really would.
That's hilarious.
The amount of unprotected sex that I've had in my life, it's like crazy. It's kind of fun, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even just the feeling.
You're getting away with something.
Yeah.
You're getting
away. It adds an element of, like, you know, we're fucking being dirty. We're being fucking, like, that's what sex is, dude. When you grew up Catholic, and Mike, I know you grew up Catholic. Dean, were you raised religious at all?
Nope.
Nothing? Nothing? No. Nothing? Wow.
No.
Zachy?
Protestant.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know what that means, really.
Devil.
It's like, my church was non-denominational growing up, so just all different.
No math? Things. Good. That's awesome, dude. My church, where they're fucking throwing fractions at me nonstop. Motherfucker. I don't want to know long division. Give me the fucking wafer and some wine.
It's a lighter church, right? It's an easier kind of a church. Yeah.
I stayed at a friend's house for a weekend when I was young, and the parents are like, yeah, we go to church. And I went with them, and I was like, this is horrible. I was so bummed. We were there
Catholic church is fucking long.
We were there
boring.
For hours.
It's an hour. It's one. That's Southern Baptist.
I don't know what
Southern
it was.
Baptist.
That's fun,
like long,
dude. You get Southern Baptist, black people singing. No, you kill a chicken.
It
you,
wasn't that.
You have one of the girls bathe in the blood naked. It's great, dude. Go in there and try to fucking wrestle a rattlesnake. I don't know, dude.
That's a Mickey Rourke film.
I don't know, dude. It sounds awesome to me.
What was that, Rourke?
Oh, you ready for a miracle? Ready as I can be. Ooh, it's a black chick naked with tits out. That's what I imagined, dude. Every fucking Baptist church, I imagine that's what's going on inside.
Oh, man.
Every time. They're just singing songs from Sister Act 2.
I like the snake kissing religion, guys, man, where you go and they're kissing snakes. Oh, and then.
Pull up Sister Act 2 soundtrack.
That's
I'd love
faith.
To listen to that right now.
What is that?
That's faith.
Man, that shit is crazy.
You
gotta
be like, dude, I believe that Jesus is not gonna let this snake bite my
right?
dick off.
That shit is fucking crazy, like some Kings of Leon stuff. Like their dad was one of those preachers.
Those people die.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they die a lot.
Those people die all the time.
But they go to heaven, though.
They love it, right? Yeah. They're like, cool, high five.
Yeah.
Either Jesus is protecting me or Jesus really likes me and has me come to meet him and hang out.
Snake bite death, the worst at the church.
Is that the worst? Is that the worst way to go? No.
Well, I'm just saying.
Related to religion.
Well, crucifixion is actually pretty bad.
I think crucifixion would suck dick. Yeah.
Because you're suffocating. That's how you die. You don't die from any of
Mike,
your wounds.
Stop with your fucking knowing the fucking science behind. We get it. You watch the fucking.
I'm very sorry I'm knowledgeable on this
you
podcast.
You watch the Sci-Fi Network. What? The science behind crucifixion. Do you know?
How do you suffocate?
I think from just hanging up there, like you eventually suffocate.
Oh, what? Shit.
That's how you die.
And they're singing Heatwave right now, too.
Oh.
Please let me down. I'm done. The Romans.
I wonder who
they
thought
of it. They murdered me.
Who actually thought of that? Crucifixion as a way.
Yeah,
that
right?
seems like a crazy way, you know.
I thought you died from just them throwing stones at you and shit, because they stone you, you know?
No, that's a saying. He who casts the first stone.
Yeah.
You're confused, Dean.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, if you're crucified, you probably hate birds.
Oh, yeah.
Because
like
you're just getting.
At your
yeah,
eyes.
You're just getting. Fucking attack.
Hold on, time out for a second.
That last temptation. Was that one?
Everyone, stop for 1 second. I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah. Shannon.
Yes.
All right, just pause it for a minute. So I told Shannon to throw on a song from the Sister Act soundtrack.
Yeah.
So in my peripheral, I'm watching Shannon click around like scenes of the movie, trying to find songs. The scene that she just pulled up is a scene, it's a comedic scene. Where you find out that one of the girls can't sing.
No, this is a compilation of all the songs in Sister Act 1 and 2.
Don't argue
That's
with
what
me.
You asked for.
She fucking... I'm literally listening to a chick... It's this funny scene where the girl's like, she can't sing. That's the fucking point. And we're trying to talk over it, and there's just some bitch in the background going, "Oh!" And I'm like, this is horrific. It's horrific. Use your ears, Shannon.
I was skipping through the songs. It was just the second song. It just came on.
Guys, don't look at me like I'm being mean to Shannon.
You're yelling at
She's
Shannon.
Being mean to herself. Every fucking time.
Is that what you tell her?
And can I be honest with you? If you guys instead of... Can we spin this the way that it really is here?
Sure.
Okay? Shannon, I'm making Shannon a better producer. So you guys are watching the process of Shannon becoming better in real time.
Tough love.
Shannon, you're welcome.
She'll be up to the Stern Show next.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly. Shannon, would you leave us if the Howard Stern Show came and said you could be a producer over there?
Of course not.
That's a good woman right there.
She has
good fucking woman
she has
right
blind
there.
She can lie at lightning
Don't
speed.
Don't you call Shannon a liar, Dean. You say what you want about the Jews, all you want, both on and off microphone, and you went real dark off mic. Real dark.
I haven't heard anybody say Shylock in a long time.
What the hell is Shylock? What is that?
Well, you're a good actor. That was good, dude. Dean Del Rey.
Dean.
So here, what else have we got in here? Because we got to get some questions. We do have to wrap up on time today. We can't go too far over. I know fucking everyone fucking loves when this show goes very, very deep. But here we go, real quick. Okay. Oh, yeah, I want to talk about this. Dove, the company Dove.
Mm. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, you guys might know them.
That was absurd.
From their soap.
Yeah.
Their shampoo, their conditioner, their body lotions, their major...
Chocolate bars.
Is that the same company?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Is it?
Holy shit, time out.
Are Dove bars the same company?
Is it the same company? I wonder. It has to be. There's no way you could just say we're in supermarkets.
I wash myself with ice cream. So it is the same company.
What do you mean?
I wash myself with ice cream in the
shower. Oh, you're saying literally... Yes. I get it.
That's your soap.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. My girlfriend has that charcoal toothpaste.
Oh,
it's fucking
yeah.
weird, dude. I used it. It just fucks me up a little bit.
Is it good?
It's pretty good, dude. It makes your teeth look whiter right away. They do look whiter.
Wow.
Yeah. I also did the charcoal face mask just to make blackface and be able to get away with it. It was great.
Sure.
I do it. I wear it when I go to the Baptist churches.
I love how you try to make me look secretly racist where you're just out in the open.
He's open.
He's just like, yeah, Dean, you know what you said. And then he's like, I also went blackface last night. It's
fucking irony, Dean. I'm being ironic. You are, when you're off mic, showing me the proper direction of a swastika.
You got to get better acting class going, brother.
What are you talking about? I really do.
Now, yeah, Dove, show the photo.
So here's what happened with Dove, okay? They put out an advertisement campaign. And it's for one of their things. Is it a soap? What is this, Shannon?
I think it's for a soap.
Okay, and this is the advertising campaign. Good, play it up on the big screen.
Oh, I don't have the commercial. This is just the image.
Well, pull it up. Find it, Shannon, because they have it on there. Because I watched it on this thing that I sent you. So what happens is the girl. It's like a rotating, almost like meme.
Yeah.
That. The girl pulls her shirt up, right?
Here it is, right here.
Right here, good. Pull it up. I'll describe it for the audio listeners. Black girl pulls the shirt up to reveal it's a white girl. White girl pulls the shirt up and then reveals like an Indian girl right afterwards or an Arab-looking chick. Or it's another hot white chick. I don't know. Maybe. But the ad shows a looping image of a black woman removing her T-shirt to reveal a white woman. And in the past, Dove has tried to take a socially conscious stance on beauty, but it said they missed the mark this time. Basically saying, like, if you wash yourself, you know, you'll be... The image we recently posted on Facebook missed the mark in representing women of color thoughtfully. We deeply regret the offense it caused. I don't understand the offense.
I actually think, without the context of the third woman, it makes more sense why people might get upset.
Yes.
But once you see that there's the third woman, they're just changing
who's not white.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's not, you know, the third woman who is Arab or whatever it is. When you can I say this? When you make people, when you're forcing people to be that sensitive about race, I think you are creating more divide. You're doing more harm than good. That would be something that I wouldn't even fucking notice.
I mean, think of
I wouldn't even think it would. I mean, you know,
And what you're doing is you're making everybody look at the color of everyone's skin all the time and be conscious about it and be sensitive about it and go like, oh my God, we gotta make sure that... And that creates a fucking tension in the air. And that tension is palpable. There's a tone to the way people look at each other and communicate with each other. There's a, you know, we make fucking jokes on the podcast and I make dumb racist things, right? But the reality is that type of shit where it's just this fake kind of like social justice and this fake social conscious thing where we're like, we're trying to... It puts an awkwardness in the air at all times. At all times. Everybody that looks at a fucking Subway ad, when they see that it's a college and they see the black kid, the Indian kid, the Hispanic kid, and the white kid, it's a hack joke now on stage for comedians to talk about it, right? That thing right there, everyone is very conscious. When they see it, they go, oh yeah, they had to represent everybody, right? And it just makes everyone go like, well, fuck, dude. It's like, you know, yeah, there people hate each other. Fucking white people stink. Black people stink. We're different. It's just really... You're showcasing the differences more than anything else.
Yeah.
That show Girls on HBO, people are freaking out because there was no black characters. It's like, I don't know, dude. It's about a group of white chicks. Does that not exist in society? Are there not groups of fucking white chicks?
Yeah.
You know, it's like we put that idea, it's just it causes, I just really believe it causes more harm than good.
It turns into eggshells.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just constant eggshells. And then people like to police it too. Because then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
And it's like, you're just looking for something to do.
You got
to
do something better with your time.
Yeah, right, man. You know I mean, like.
If you're doing that, then you're fucking caught up in your
own petty world. And Dove has to fucking tweet an apology.
Well, they're trying to be inclusive. They're trying to be like, look at us. We're all one. They were actually trying to be like inclusive. We're
this
all
is the
one.
Fucking,
but we're accidentally.
This is
it's insane.
A bird that's running a major company. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wait, Shannon, could you go back to the first image you had where it said that on the Dove bottle where it said for normal to dark skin? Because that might be a little more.
Let's see, for normal to dark skin? Yeah, okay. It's normal.
That should have said from good to dark skin, but.
from normal to heathen skin?
Yeah.
You could be offended by anything if you try hard enough. If you really try hard enough, you could be offended by anything.
Yeah, or if you don't try, you can just hang out with Dean Del Rey for like 20 minutes. This guy's a fucking savage.
What?
What did you just see? Did you just
I keep checking because fucking I did this audition on Friday. Supposed to hear today. I might have to fly home today.
What'd you audition for?
Some show. I don't even know the name of it, actually.
American History X, the musical.
Yeah. Fight the curb.
Yeah.
I love how Dean really does look like he's a fucking like biker, like mean, but he's the nicest, sweetest dude.
Sweet guy.
This means not fucking welcome.
You know, it's funny too. Like, whenever I do like a joke, the person that sees me, like if I'm on the road, they just interpret it the way they want to hear the joke. You know, like, yeah, that was a good one, man. Right? And you go like, you completely missed that joke. You know what I mean? Like, that's an anti-homophobia joke, you know? And then they're like, yeah, that was good. You know, like, just from your look or whatever.
Of course.
Or people will come up to me and say the most racist shit. Like when I'm at gas stations and stuff on my motorcycle, like, and you're like, what the fuck? Who rolls like that?
Yeah. Like this stuff smells like black people, right?
It's just like, what the fuck, you know? are crazy.
You ever go for a jog with a black guy? You smell like you're in a fucking auto body shop. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? They smell like motor oil.
What? That's highly inappropriate, Lou.
It's true.
Yeah.
So look, let's get some questions and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Let's do it.
So,
give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
Come on.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Shannon, how can people join the conversation and ask us questions?
You can email Lewis at gomezcomedy.com and in the subject line include Real Ass Questions or go to Lewis's Instagram story, always also at Gomez Comedy on Instagram.
God damn it, Shannon. You know what? For all the shit I gave you today, you just fucking made it up, dude. We're back on even playing field.
Thanks.
Now we're fucking back to normal. All right, we'll get some questions via my website. Jay Cadizzle wants to know, do you take it as a personal insult that Joe Rogan has had all the other skanks on his podcast multiple times, despite you being in LA a whole bunch? No. I don't take it as a personal insult. But, yeah, Joe Rogan is dead to me. And, yeah, you know, I'm going to take his place in the industry as the leading podcaster and MMA personality. So... That's what Dean told me to say. I went over the questions before I went with Dean. Dean wrote all my answers today.
Don't look at me.
Dean, have you been on that show?
I've been on. Yeah. Absolutely. Nice.
What are you gonna, no, of course I don't. I'm fucking around, dude. I've met Joe Rogan a few times. He's fucking... no, he's super cool. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, no, I don't take it as an insult. What do you want me to say? Yeah, I don't spend my time wanting to do another dude's podcast like that. I'm not like... thinking about like, oh my god, I gotta get on this news. But I gotta be honest with you, I almost look at Joe Rogan's podcast as it's like TV level pressure.
It's that like, changed my career big time, man.
Go
it's
fuck
crazy.
Yourself, Dean. I'm trying to make a point here that it doesn't matter.
I like Dean's. Actually, it's pretty great.
It's pretty, boy, fuck. I was nobody until I was on there. And then fucking.
Yeah, that
boom.
Does that jacks you, right?
Holy shit. It's better than a late night.
Yeah, yeah.
People are like, when are you going to be on Conan? I was like, dude, I've been on Rogan.
Yeah.
7 million people that all like comedy.
Yeah, dude. I don't want to do it at all. Why would I? Yeah. Why would I? Why would it bother me that Dave Smith has done it twice?
13 years.
13 years doing comedy. Why would it bother me that Big J has done it 3 times? Big J can't fucking spell MMA. Sorry, that was a Bisping line for Freddie Roach. I stole that. Next question. Next question. Go fuck yourself. I choose these questions, too. I do it to myself on purpose.
Oh, all right.
Buddy PNG wants to just say, talk about eating ass. How do you feel about eating ass, guys? Dean Del Rey, what do you think, buddy?
I don't know. You know? I mean, it's not anything that gets me going. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Put
yeah.
your tongue in a butthole.
Clean girl.
Clean girl. Well, yeah. I mean,
somebody you know.
Somebody you know.
Somebody you've sat down and had a nice dinner with.
Not a stranger.
Not Indian
Hopefully
food.
Not before, yeah.
We like to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you gotta eat a little ass, dude. That's actually how I'm going to try to get on the Joe Rogan Experience. Like, Rogan, would you like me to eat your asshole on your show and then just discuss it for 4 hours?
Harvey Weinstein does it.
Jamie, pull up Lewis eating my ass.
I like this eating ass music. Listen to it.
Yeah.
It's good.
This is ruining Shannon's Christian upbringing that she had. Eating All those ass. Years in Catholic school, fucking down the tubes now.
Yeah.
Because of your career choice.
This is Justin Klinko on my Instagram story wants to tell us a joke. What's a black person's least favorite condiment? Do you know this one?
Nope.
Do you know this one? The black person's least favorite condiment?
I don't know it. Can I guess KK ketchup?
No.
What?
I'm just guessing.
Vinegar. Get it?
No.
A black person's least favorite condiment? Vinegar.
Oh.
I think my answer was funnier.
Wow.
Vinegar's okay. It's not bad.
That really takes some serious sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's some too many bong hits.
I thought they were going to say something like fucking like Grey Poupon because it's very expensive or something. I don't know. That would have been
joke,
literal. Okay, next Instagram story question. You know, these questions aren't always great, okay, guys?
So far, only one has been a question. Yeah. One was guy's talk like, about hey, can I tell you a joke? And one was a nigger joke.
Can I tell you a joke?
Yeah.
That's like after you do comedy, somebody comes up to you to tell you a joke.
Oh, the worst.
It's the worst.
This guy, Mad Jekyllman, says, I live in San Quentin, the prison, and listen to your podcast every week while overlooking criminals and murderers from my patio. I live in San Quentin. He doesn't live in the prison. No questions. I just really want to state that I'm the most real-ass listener of the show.
Also, not a question.
Yeah. There's some condos overlooking it.
I like your fans because they have statements.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that too, though. Sometimes you want to fucking get a statement from somebody. So you want to get a little insight from the fans, dude. You know, we give so much, sometimes they give back. Why you guys can be assholes?
No.
Yeah. Hey, recently my sister got into a relationship with a Puerto Rican dude in New York City, or from New York City, and I didn't trust him at all at first, and now him and my sister are married, and my sister's 40 and he's 26, and I feel like he's a scam artist trying to get with a sugar mama. Excuse my grammar, I'm at work. Still no question.
I like how he said I didn't trust him at first.
Yeah.
But then he married. I thought it was going to go.
No, I did. Sorry, I did trust him at first.
Oh,
also no question. He wants to tell his story, guys. You know, it's a good story.
Sugar mama.
Yeah, a sugar.
That was
mama.
A good one.
Hold on.
Are you saying that because you're Puerto Rican?
I'm reading these in order. I'm not even making these up. Bastardly dastard in New York City for the week. This is a question, I guess. What are the best things in comedy going on this week in the city to check out? All right, Bastardly Dastard, if you're listening live this
Frantic.
Week. No, I'm not on that show, am I? I might be.
I am.
Well, dude, come on, man. I'm at the New York Comedy Club. I can't tell them to go to Frantic. No, tomorrow night at Roastmasters, dude. I'll be at the Roastmasters hosting that bitch tomorrow night. Got a lot of great battles. It's going to be... Who's
me and Eric.
Made of, oh, shit, it's you. Zach, it's you and Eric tomorrow night.
Yes.
I got to piss again.
God, go, dude.
Old
Eric
style.
Who?
Bergstrom.
Oh, nice.
We go in the bathroom afterwards. Dean's just written, I hate Jews on the wall. Like, it's not a fucking real public bathroom, Dean. Just carving KKK into the table with his fucking boot knife.
I found a guy who has to go to the bathroom more than me. That's comforting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Roastmasters tomorrow night. Come hang out. Zach versus Eric. That's going to be a fire fucking battle, dude. I want to hear your jokes.
Yeah.
Run them by me, baby. Let me try to get one more real question because we got to fucking get out of here in a minute. Let's go. Let's do this last one. Here we go. How many strangers' lives would have to be saved for yours to be sacrificed? There's no amount of strangers.
I have no idea.
There's no amount of strangers. I don't mean to be an asshole. Like, I wouldn't take back. Like, would you take back 9/11? Would you give up your life?
I don't know. That's a tough one, man.
Mike,
that's a tough question.
You would fucking give up your life to take back 9/11?
I don't know. If you're saving... I don't know. That's why Dean, I got a huge philosophical question.
Would you give up your life to take back 9/11? Save those 5,000 people?
If there's 5,000 people, would you give your life for 5,000 people?
Oh, man, that's a weird question.
That's a tough one, man.
That is tough.
I mean,
Joe Rogan asked it, you'd fucking answer it, Dean. I bet you, piece of shit. Fucking cocksucking motherfucker.
Hey, man,
I don't care. I'm kidding, guys. Who cares? Why? Who wants to go on Joe Rogan Experience? Sounds boring, if you ask me. Only losers and dorks and unsmart people go on it. Fucking faggot Dave Smith.
I love Dave Smith. Got to you today.
Oof.
He's not even here.
He threw daggers right at him.
Big J can't fight. All right, anyway. So, would you give up your life to take back 9/11?
Man, I don't know.
That's a tough one, man.
You know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah, it's not a tough one. No.
No, you wouldn't?
Nope.
To save 5,000 people?
You could give...
To there, save 5,000 people?
You tell me there's
people.
Going to be 911 more 9/11s tomorrow. Give up your life and you'll prevent that. Sorry. Got a road gig on Friday. Got to go to Melbourne, Florida.
Oh...
Oh. Gotta play at Groucho's.
Sounds like you're giving up your life already.
Look, there will be a pretty big bonding, don't you worry.
For $400.
For $400.
I hope. The door deal.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
How do you fly there?
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking drive to Melbourne, Florida for a one nighter.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They give you a base pay?
Nope. I got a straight up door deal.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the confidence that Luis J. Gomez has.
That's balls, man.
Yeah, dude. We got fucking dope ass fans, real ass fans. Yeah. That's what we do. All right, man. Zach, would you give up your life to bring back to take away 9/11?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
You give up your life?
Yeah.
Dude, I would have to fucking audition all 5,000 people to be the second mic on this show.
Zach, are you every week? Are you here every week?
Yeah.
Steve Ranazzisi would have no career. Turns out that story really did fucking do something for him.
That's a tough one, man. That's a tough philosophical question.
It's not that tough. I feel like you guys are all phonies and none of you would really do it. if given the question, really.
I mean, it's at least worth thinking about, taking some thought. You know what I mean?
Nope. I got a kid, dude. I look at my kid in the eyes. I'm like, sorry, all these fucking. All right,
well, First of all,
it's also like.
That's 5,000 people have kids, too.
Can I not be.
Their fathers.
Can I not? Yeah, Pete Davidson. Fucking. Yeah, okay. That's taking away his career, too. There you go. It's over. Pete Davidson got so much out of that. 9/11 was fucking like Christmas times 1,000 for Pete Davidson. My dad was stabbed to death by a cold-hearted Puerto Rican. I got nothing. 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 And can I say this without seeming insensitive? You know.
Now you say that?
Well,
you should have dropped that at the top of the show.
You know, Wall Street bankers and stockbrokers. Yeah. If someone's going to go. If someone's got to go, right? That's the people. Right? No, Mike?
No, there's good people. No, you can't say that, dude. You can't just make a blanket statement.
I didn't say
like
it.
That.
Dean,
he can't make a blanket statement like
Dean
that, Lewis.
Dean told me this before the show.
Dean texted us from the bathroom.
And he said, try this out. And I was like, what? Really? You think that's going to work? He's like, I don't know. Take a chance, baby. It's 2017.
Are you kidding me?
You know what's weird is, like,
cut Dean's mic right now.
I don't do any 9/11 jokes. Never have, never will.
Yeah, why not?
I just, man, that to me was like, that fucked me up, man, for a long time. You know what I mean? That was like, wow. That was, to me, it still fucks with me.
Does, you know? It fucks with me for a while, too.
Yeah.
I used to have dreams of, like, the sky falling. Like, fucking, like, you know, buildings crumbling and falling on my head.
That shit's heavy, man.
I woke up, my ceiling was just caving into my shitty apartment.
Where do you live?
I live in Harlem. I live in Little Harlem. I used to have a 9/11 joke. It never worked, so I just stopped doing it. Once again, we don't do the jokes that don't work.
No.
Simple as that.
There needs to be no protests.
Oh.
If it doesn't work, we won't do them.
There needs to be no protests. That's it, guys. That's the fucking message of today's show. That, and what were you saying about the Jews, Dean, one more time? Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter at Dean Del Rey, at Comic Mike V.
At Comic Mike V.
At Zach Is Not Funny, at I Am Shannon Lee, at Louis J. Gomez, at Real Ass Podcast, at Gas Digital, at Donald Trump.
Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for having me on, Louis.
At
Zach.
Thank you, brother.
Christopher Columbus. Happy Christopher Columbus Day, guys. Go out, fucking high five an Indian.
Oh, great
song. If you see an Indian today for Christopher Columbus Day to celebrate, throw garbage at his feet. Just one day a year we do that. Every other day you help the Indians. But today, on Christopher Columbus Day, nice fucking bag of Chinese food here.
C'est la vie. Adios, good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.